News Radio 700 WLW.
So I was looking at this the other day, and I said to myself, I got to get the J-Man on talking about this. J-Man knows all things about weed and booze and all that, because this was a real red flag for me. The feds are now warning cannabis sellers. Of course, it's legal in so many places, both recreationally and medically. But feds are warning cannabis sellers to stop using packaging that looks like food popular with kids. In other words, candy. Edible cannabis, like cereal, gummies, cookies, candies, chips, have cannabis that's derived from marijuana or hemp. And some of these foods have Delta-H THC, which is part of cannabis, can cause various alterations of the mind. But the problem is when the packaging looks like candy, maybe the kid gets concerned, or maybe mom and dad gets confused and they buy it. And the next thing you know, Junior's up on the ceiling and nobody knows why. So is this really a problem? Because some of this is a problem that winds up in emergency rooms across the country, which are watching now children who accidentally overdose. As I said, the J-Man, outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. He is Jerry Joyner. J-Man, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
Ken, if I was doing any better, they might try to find some way to put a tax on it.
Stand by, the government will. Now, J-Man, is this a problem, J-Man? Because I've seen some of the packaging, and it tends to look a little deceiving, to say the least. Is it a problem?
A little, Ken? It looks very deceiving to me. I mean, some of these things, it says Jolly Rancher. Okay, it says Cheetos. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple things that happened. It legitimizes maybe that product to an adult that's buying it. Oh, Frito-Lay's now got edibles. You know, marijuana's so popular. So there's that brand recognition that our mind triggers with, even if there's the spelling's just a little bit off. You know, our eyes get fooled by that. But I'd like to give you a little backstory, Ken. Here's my thought on this. We always just had pot to smoke, or somebody made some brownies that really didn't taste that good when I was coming up in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we got into this new century here and in Colorado it became legal, so many people were getting benefits that had cancer-related issues from cannabis. And so they started making other type of edibles for these people because maybe they didn't want to smoke it. So somebody figured out, oh, hey, I can do this or do this. And what happened is we saw a trend, because it was illegal, of a bunch of this packaging being made, in my opinion, for people before it became as legal to put their edibles in case they got stopped or anything like that. A law enforcement officer back then might think, oh, that's just Cheetos, because it doesn't smell like pot, right?
Right, right.
So millions of these bags were printed to get the price really, really down low, because the legacy market, which we used to call the black market, were the people that were growing and producing the cannabis that got made into these products while it was becoming legal in other states. So somebody wants to use up all this packaging. Yes, this is a problem for kids. Yes, it's a problem for adults. Anything counterfeit or anything that's illegally packaged, you got to be wary about what's in there. I just read a thing, Ken, $500,000 worth of counterfeit contact lenses were confiscated by Customs Border Patrol, which is actually it's not the FDA. They said don't have these packages, but Customs Border Patrol is actually the law enforcement arm that would take legal action against this or criminal action.
Yeah. Yeah. So these chips and these edibles and all that look like Jolly, they're packaged like Jolly Rancher packages its stuff and all that. Somebody has to be. They have to know what they're doing, right? These companies have to know what they're doing. It's not like, oh, geez, here's something that's really colorful. Let's use this for our bags. I mean, they know what's going on, right?
Absolutely, Ken. If the legal market of cannabis in America is about $30 billion, okay, that's regulated Yeah, billion with a B, okay, yeah. And you guys are fixing to be a big player of this in Ohio. The hemp-infused products is another $30 billion, but both of those pale in comparison to the still $70 billion of cannabis products that are illegal or black market or legacy or whatever they want to call it. If you're twice as big as the legal market, it's real easy for you to have the capabilities, whether you're the cartels that are selling it down the lines or whatever.
So the legacy industry doesn't sound like it's going away because it's legal. It sounds like the legacy – is it better, quote-unquote, stuff? Or is it – why is the legacy market –
it's not the stuff. Ken, it's money. It's all about the money. I'm just going to give a hypothetical here. Right. I'm a black market, now called legacy, marijuana grower and seller of just the flower, not making it into gummies or anything like that. And I make $250,000 a year in gross revenue, of which I get to keep most all of that. As soon as I go legal, I'm still selling $250,000 worth of product, but now I'm getting to keep $125,000 because the feds want half of it. So it's no incentive for them to become legitimate, even when the government's trying to do equity things and social justice things to help the legacy market move over into being legitimate business. The profits aren't there for them. It's really tough. So California is in a mess. I don't know if you've seen that. They're nobody's paying the taxes. All the businesses are going out of business. And it's same thing with Colorado. It's because Ohio and Michigan and other states, 24 states now, say, hey, we want to have adult use cannabis. Yeah. And so it takes away from the original OG legal market.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Ohio, J-Man, the other thing I want to talk to you about is a festival that's going on here to our east about 2.5 hours at one of the most beautiful places in America, and that is Hocking Hills. Well, it's near Hocking Hills. It's actually in Pomeroy, but nevertheless, it is the Stargazer Cannabis Festival that began yesterday and continues on through tomorrow, where they have things like drum circles and spring-fed ponds, sacred sites, hot showers, sky views, and, of course, plenty of things like joint-rolling competition. And when I saw this, it's close to where I went to college, by the way, Ohio University. There's never been any marijuana use on the campus of Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. But I'm just wondering, J-Man, why you're not there? I would think you would be a featured speaker at the Stargazer Cannabis Festival.
Well, I would have certainly liked to have been. It's a 3-day love and weed fest is the way they've advertised this at the Wisteria Event Center. And that's like 80, my understanding is 80 acres there where people are camping out and enjoying the stars and music. There's Reddy Red there and the Andy Shaw Band. Rana Samira Gandhi, Snoop's joint roller, supposed to be there. And I got a lot of stuff going on here in Texas, but my buddy Steve Peterson from Citizen Green TV, who's on Weed and Whiskey TV's network, is there along with Sam Taylor with the very state show that we have. And they said, man, it's a 1,000 people are out there right now, I believe. And it's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful place. I wish I were there.
Will they have a 420 smoke sesh? And then, as you mentioned, Reddy Red has a meet and greet before his music show. That's on the main stage. Are you familiar with Reddy Red?
A little bit, only because of my good friends in Ohio, the Stargazer thing. I learned about that. I learned about Reddy Red, but he's a big hit for you guys up there.
Yeah, Reddy Red, he's pretty big, and certainly he'll be flying tonight, no pun intended, but it's beautiful country out there, and I mean, there's all kinds of things going on, and that's why, I mean, I know you have some of your operatives there, but I just thought if they really wanted to kick this up a notch at Stargazer, they would have you in. What would you say? How would you address the crowd, J-Man, at the Stargazer Cannabis Festival, if indeed you were invited?
Oh, if I were there? Howdy, folks. I'm J-Man. Let's have a good time.
That's it, huh?
That's it, yeah. I'd make it simple and easy. Yeah, yeah. I had Chad Thompson, the guy that's putting it on, I had him on last week's episode to talk about the Stargazer, and I think we're trying to work something out where next year I might be up there. We have the Texas Cannabis Roundup. next week. It's the biggest cannabis event in Texas, and so I'm not the MC, but I'm a speaker there. But I am going to be emceeing the Trilogy Fest 2025 in Fort Worth. It's a big, huge thing now in Texas. You know, we don't have legal regulated marijuana, but because of the 2018 Farm Bill, there's 300 brands of drinks that you can get, Ken. There's gummies, there's everything. There's 7,292 licensed retailers in Texas. And, you know, they're putting programs like that together in Ohio. That way, folks, if you go to a convenience store, you want to make sure one that's got the regulatory issues taken care of with the state, whether it's Ohio or here in Texas or wherever, because they're more likely not to sell any of those counterfeit products.
Right. That's what you want. You don't want anything like those contact lenses that came across the border.
We used to think it was just tennis shoes and fancy lady purses.
Well,
that's what people counterfeit. I had no idea contact lenses, your sight, could be in jeopardy by doing, you know, trying to save a few bucks. And we all need to do that today, right?
Everybody's looking to save money, J-Man. Everybody's looking to save money. There's no question about it. The Trinity Festival sounds wonderful. So you can't
Trilogy. Trilogy. They're going to get on to me. It's Trilogy.
Trilogy. But it's so you legally can't buy a weed in your state, but you can get all of these other products. Is that what you're saying?
Well, now you can buy weed if we're talking about the flower part. We call it THCA.
THC, yes.
Okay, there's another little loophole, and THCA is huge. It's being sold all over America.
I know.
Online. You can go online and in 45 states get THCA. It smells like, it looks like marijuana. What happens is that THCA is not potent enough from this THC level because it's not been decarboxylated. That's a big word for J-Man.
Well,
but that means it gets up to like 210 degrees.
Well,
and
nobody wants to be decarboxylated, J-Man. Nobody in their life has ever been born on this earth.
No, if you don't do that, it doesn't get you high if it's not been decarboxylated.
No, I know. It's kind of like
that's why when people think about it.
When I was in college, you know, if you weren't 21, this is back in the Neanderthal times, if you weren't 21, you couldn't drink beer, but you could drink 3.2 beer, which was like nothing. I mean, you would literally blow your kidneys out before you get drunk.
I went to Louisiana Tech for 1 year, Ken, and it was the same issue there in the parish that they only had the watered down beer that really didn't do anything to you.
Nothing. You're open to Stargazer next year if you're invited. You'd come and be in the drum circle and the joint rolling competition and all that.
Yeah, I bring my Buzz Brands friends with their ice cream. They were supposed to have it out for 4th of July, but there were some issues. You know, it's real important that these tests that says what's in there, the potency is what they had an issue with. It was a little too potent, and they said, hey, you know what? We can't sell this batch. We've got to go back. And even though we didn't get it out before 4th of July, we wanted to make sure what the packaging said was what you were getting. Because that's an issue too, Ken. Even in the regulated dispensaries, if you've got a medical marijuana card, you go somewhere there in Ohio to a medical dispensary, there's still a fair to middling chance that it might be mislabeled or it might be more potent than what it says it is, or it might be less potent. So it's a wild west thing still. And legalization, I think, would help eliminate a lot of those problems.
Well, I didn't want to get off the rails here, I apologize from the original topic, but I think, number one, parents need to be aware of this, and secondly, there has to be somebody clamping down on these people that are packaging these edibles and whatnot, packaging them like they're really candy for kids. And I don't know who does that. I know that the Federal Trade Commission and the FDA are calling out five sellers who are using packaging that mimic these foods that are popular with kids. But there has to be, I think, a little bit larger group than the FTC and the FDA that get a hold of these folks and say, look, that's not the way the game is played, and stop it immediately. I think you're on board with that, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've been to the factories that that make some of these products, and that's not a do it in a shed behind your house type of deal to package up these products and do it that way. These are big multi-billion-dollar operations, and again, I think people need to be very cognizant. If you're putting something in your body, whether it's one of these cannabis THC products or it's a pharmaceutical pill, you know, a lot of people buy pills online. There's a huge problem with counterfeit pills, yeah. And now these contact lenses. So use common sense, folks, absolutely, especially if it's something that could harm you.
All right, J-Man, Weed and Whiskey TV, when is your next episode coming out?
Be next Friday at 4:20, and we'll have the CBD Farmhouse folks. And I got in 2 weeks, I got JT Barnett. He's the producer of Tiger King for Netflix and Cheaters. So I've got some really interesting people going to be on my shows coming up here
sounds
in the future.
Sounds like it. All right, J-Man, until we talk again, thank you. Stay well.
You got it, Ken. Thank you, brother. Bye.
There he is.